Welcome to Tifosi Talk. I'm your host, Carlo.
Mauro.
Saverio.
Frank.
Mike.
Oh, hi, Mike. How are you?
You sound 10 years younger.
I would say a bit more than that.
Okay, what?
I didn't say that.
You were saying,
I didn't say that.
Okay. Yeah. So, qualifying. Did you guys enjoy the three-tire Q1 red,
no,
white?
That's
more. Let me finish, then you guys answer. Q1, white. Q2,
yellow.
And Q3,
red.
Yeah. Like it?
No.
Okay, elaborate. Why?
No.
Why?
Because I'm sorry, it's a tire. It's Pirelli tires. What's the difference to Pirelli if I use the white, the red, or the green? It's me that I'm driving, not you. So why do I have to change? I have to wear some people don't, you know.
They're not changing.
You're imposing me to drive on a tire maybe I'm not comfortable with.
Yeah, but hold on. Yeah. There's nobody actually put on the whites on qualifying.
Yeah. You had to qualify Q1 with.
Yeah, Q1.
Now.
But not
before.
No.
That's what I'm saying. Why you're pushing that damn tire?
It uses all the tires. Yeah. So Pirelli doesn't end up throwing all those tires.
Doesn't matter. They
don't make them. Recycle them. Yeah,
but
I know.
It's not that they recycle them. They want to, instead of 13 pairs of tires per team,
per car,
now they use 11.
Yeah, but they're still going to bring in one extra one.
The rain.
No. They're going to, the one that they had spare, right, they're going to use it in free practice now instead of using it in qualifying, let's say.
It's stupid. Because your car, the aerodynamics is not, you know, on some
tracks.
It's
not set for that. Yeah.
So now that's why you've seen the
everybody.
You've seen all these.
Everybody's at risk.
Yeah. That's why you see the Williams up on fourth, fifth place, Bottas, sixth.
Yeah. Well, it makes it exciting for qualifying, no?
For who?
Not really.
Why?
Because you still, I'm sorry. Even when I qualify, I have to drive the day, on the race. So why do I have to qualify going on tires which I'm not going to be using in the race?
Well, they did use the whites.
Because they're obliged to use the whites.
No, but in the race, they use the whites. Because,
yeah,
Ferrari used the whites.
Yeah. How much?
Some teams didn't use the yellows.
Yeah. 15 laps, maybe. They used them. Then they came and changed.
I don't like it.
I'm sorry. A tire, it belongs to the team. The team chooses.
But
according to the car, what is the car that makes not because I have to use either a red or a yellow. No, if my car is set up for on a yellow, let me run on yellow. It's my car.
Yeah, but during the race, you can't use the yellow all the way. Yeah,
why not?
Well, that's the rule.
I can go change, not change back to yellow again. Why do I have to change red to red?
I don't know. But that's the rule.
No, those are the rules.
It's still Pirelli. It's not like I'm changing to a Goodyear. So I don't understand the logic of Bridgestone or whatever. I mean, it's the same one, Carlo. It's not like, you know, it's my I'm driving. If I feel comfortable in that, more my car is set on that type of tire, well, let me use it.
Okay.
That's the way I see it. I'm sorry.
But this is the new compound, though.
Well,
so it affected a couple of teams.
Yeah, but
Ferrari.
Again.
Well, I'm not 100% sure if it affected Ferrari.
I just say, Ferrari, okay. Because...
we're talking about Ferrari.
Yeah, because we're talking about Ferrari and, you know, Vassar's no good.
Yes, we'll get to that.
His car stinks, you know. He stinks.
My thing on this... Like,
we don't know if he stinks, so...
Like Trey.
We're talking about tires. Let's finish the topic of tires and then advance.
I don't like when they put a new rule during the season.
Okay. You don't like it when you put a new rule during the season.
Yeah,
that's true. Though.
Okay, halfway through the season, they tire.
Yeah,
well, it's not a new rule. It's because they had to bring in a new compound, so this was gonna be the new compound
But hold on, you see new compound, but like they were saying, they.
It's the table. It's this old-fashioned table that we have. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, I can't help out on that situation. Sorry.
Yeah. Are you sure it's that?
So I know.
Don't touch the table.
Yeah.
Don't touch the table. Okay. Listen.
Yeah.
Like they were saying, okay, that's a new compound, but like the whites are actually like the yellows, right?
Yeah.
So.
No.
What do you mean no?
Okay. No? Wait. I said no. Wait, hold on. Keep that thought in mind. Welcome, Anthony.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
You're very good.
You're late.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You're going to cut your pay.
Okay. So just to bring you up to speed, we're talking about the compounds on qualifying. Okay, white, yellow, and red.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
As I was saying.
Yeah.
The whites are the ancient yellow, right? Yeah. They said it today.
Yeah.
And so is the reds are yellow.
The ancient yellow, yeah.
So, I mean, you're in the same position as you were before. The only thing now, they call them different names, but it's always the same... this entire music.
What I'm saying is, why do they come up with a new rule?
I know, everybody's against that.
Why do I have to use whites in Q1 and yellows in Q2 and reds when they tell me when to use them? You know what I mean?
But that's the same way that is when you're racing, you have to use the two or three different type of tires, you know? It comes to the same thing.
Again, guys, it's the same company that builds those tires. Why do I have to change them? I'm comfortable with white.
Let me drive with white.
So why are you imposing that?
Yeah, but it's got nothing to do with the company. If it was Bridgestone, would have been the same thing.
This is all it is. It's all about budget.
No, budget, but why are you telling me I have to drive in white when I'm comfortable in yellow? It's my car. The way I fix it, let me run on yellow. Why do I have to go change?
I got a feeling this was Mercedes that made it.
I think so too. Me too. It worked out good for them.
That's nothing to do with them.
Yeah, yes, it worked out good.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
How come it worked out good for them?
Go. What I've been seeing, and you guys have gotten my text throughout the week there, I think the F1 is becoming a joke.
It is a joke. It's always been a joke.
I gave you guys an article on NASCAR.
Yes.
How they don't have a budget cap and they don't care about tires and fuels and all that because their main concern is giving the best racing possible
to win.
To win. It doesn't matter if you're a low-budget team or a high-budget team. If you're a low-budget team, too bad.
You shouldn't be there. You shouldn't be there.
Shouldn't be there, but yet they don't want to let Mario Andretti have a team in Formula One.
No.
Why?
Yeah.
Wolf.
Toto Wolf. He stops him.
No, but why?
Why is Toto Wolf stopping him? Who is Toto Wolf in Formula One?
Isn't he with Honda? He has most of Honda's stuff.
Who?
Andretti.
No. He has Cadillac.
He wants to come in with Cadillac.
He's coming in with Cadillac, but if he was coming in, he was coming in with Honda.
No, Cadillac.
Cadillac. Okay. The same Cadillac.
That was after when he said no, blah blah blah. You have to bring in something more substantial. Then he brought in GM.
So why is he named now?
Stefano Domenicali there. Him too. He doesn't like it. He's saying that it has to bring something to Formula One racing. But you're looking for teams. Why are you being so picky?
Cadillac, maybe they know that he's going to be...
Cadillac was in Le Mans for how long?
Yeah.
And so they've been winning.
And they've been winning.
Yeah.
So why?
So why, Carlo?
Yeah, Carlo.
How do I, Carlo?
You have the hotline to the FIA.
No, I wish I did, but I don't. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on. Okay, so
Ferrari stinks.
All right. Yes, you got that out there? Stinks. Okay, Ferrari stinks. The reason is?
Vassar.
Nah.
The other reason is?
The drivers. I won't blame just Vassar. It's I think it's everybody in there.
But I don't understand why didn't Leclerc let the Saints pass?
Hold on. Max. Mike, sorry. Yeah, answer this question. Go ask.
What?
Ask your question.
Why?
Oh my God.
Go ahead. No, it's okay.
Why
didn't Leclerc let Saints pass when he had the red zone? When he was faster than them? Why didn't he let him pass? What kind of team is it that they have to fight against each other?
Let him answer.
So that means it's not a team effort. It is not a team. It's not a team. There you go. Okay, I understand now.
Yeah, but I know what you guys are saying. But I mean, they're all competitors, eh? At the end of the day.
Yeah, but you're here for the win.
If I'm on reds, yes, and you're
different
on whites,
strategy.
I know.
You're supposed to be, let me pass.
I know, but how many times did Sainz let Leclerc pass, and he wasn't happy about it because he thought that he had the car to
Peace.
Beat
yeah.
Leclerc, but because of quote unquote team orders, he had to let him pass and swallow his pride. But he was very vocal about it, but not being happy about it because.
So why doesn't Leclerc do it? Sainz has more points than Leclerc.
He does. And actually, Sainz should be given priority at this point because Leclerc doesn't have the points. I don't understand why Leclerc is unhappy.
Maybe because Vassar's French and the other guy's French.
Okay, that's one theory. And
so, why don't you throw out these people that don't know how to structure a team? Vassar doesn't know how to structure a team.
Okay. How long has he been there now?
He wasn't Alfa Romeo. He still did a bad job.
Okay. Alfa Romeo showed what?
Showed him the door. That's what he showed.
That's not what I'm trying to say. But today, what did they show?
Better than Ferrari. Qualified better.
Okay, they qualified. Then?
Then they were just behind Ferrari. Behind Saints because Leclerc didn't want to make a Saints pass.
No, they were behind Aston Martin and behind...
they had him in the pocket. They were just waiting for extra laps.
Okay.
Where we go?
Okay, go. Next, what?
Go on the race today.
Yeah.
The start.
Yeah.
How did you find Hamilton to start first? And they not even
corner.
The first corner, he was fourth.
There was no...
So what happened there?
You already knew that the Red Bull was faster, right?
Yeah, but what about the other two?
The other two
were faster anyway.
Yeah, I know, but he qualified first.
As I explained to Mr. Know-It-All over here, I was explaining to him that, yeah, he made all his points, right? He hit the right mark at the right time, whereas Verstappen didn't. Verstappen hit... First sector good, the second and third sector were nowhere to be, not to be. Oh my God, that was a great sector. No. If he would have done did you see the speed that Verstappen had today on his fastest lap? What was his fastest lap? It was almost 3 seconds faster than everybody.
Wait, did you see Verstappen? I didn't see him at all.
Well, there you go.
They never showed him.
What?
He was too far ahead. Yeah, they didn't even show him.
That's what I'm saying.
The camera couldn't catch him.
He was by himself. Like, there was no competition. He didn't have to pass anybody. He just went on and...
Because they knew they had the car.
He had to slow down. Yeah, otherwise...
They knew they had the car. That's what, the only thing that screwed them up was the qualifying. That's it.
He was 30 something seconds ahead of everybody.
Even his friend.
Paris.
Forget about his friend. His friend. He was ninth. So, his friend over there.
So guys.
So, Yeah, they're going to get to wait until the end of the season, and they're going to get...
Yeah, but it's too late, the end of the season.
Yeah. What kind of stupid penalty is that, Carlo?
Again.
It's not me that makes the rules.
It's the FIA. Yeah. FIA with their stupidity. Because it's again...
Championships. Yeah, me too. I agree on that. Yeah,
exactly.
But
Mercedes has been doing it for 10 years for being allowed.
That's what I say.
What did I say last year? Ferrari should have blown it.
Yes.
And this year too.
Yes.
But now we have Vasa, so it doesn't really make a difference. But you know what I mean?
The extra is going to put in this
budget. But you see the salary cap.
They're full of shit too.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I...
How the hell you lose, you get 5 points? You're going too fast.
Well, I sent you guys a link over there.
It's a button. There's a button you push before you hit the line. I mean, I don't know.
It's not complicated. He tried to put on the brakes, but still.
I mean, come on.
It's not the first time.
There's something. They hit the wall. Something.
Yes.
That's why. When I said you need to get rid of the drivers and you say Vasser, then you might as well get rid of everybody. And start over again.
Starting with the CEO.
When we should have... Okay. Now you're going a bit too far.
No. Why? No, he's the idiot that signs these people.
It starts at the top and it trickles
down. Okay, so when they got rid of Binotto, right? And a couple of other engineers over there, right? Why didn't they just start from scratch then? That was their time to start from scratch.
I don't know. No. I don't have the CEO's number.
Because they probably thought that with the package that they had, when the modifications that they're going to do this year, they were going to be kiff-kiff with Red Bull.
But at least make Binotto finish the car and then say, look, this is what we have. Now let's, you know what I mean?
They jumped the
gun. Let's make Vasser, that he doesn't know nothing, some upgrades.
Or he could have been an assistant to Binotto.
Yeah.
Or an easy way in. Yeah, ease his way in. Okay, well.
Listen, Mercedes...
Yes?
Mercedes lost another engineer to Ferrari.
Yes.
Oh, I hope he brings something. Chief.
Chief.
But don't forget, he's not going to be...
Until 2026.
Yeah, so... This is what they're expecting.
What the hell you...
This is what the hell you...
Ferrari fans, we're hoping for something now.
No, you're not going to get now. It's going to be 2026
before that happens.
We said the same thing last year. Next year is going to be better than everything. I think
it was. If Binotto was there now, this car would have been as
We're lousy than last year.
Yeah. Because Vasser's there.
No.
But if Binotto was there, he would have been. We would have been fighting with Red Bull.
Okay, but we're one. Today we were 1.5 seconds behind Red Bull.
That's Vasser's car.
1.5. That's a lot.
Yeah. If I make a car, and I only make half, how is my car going to perform? The idiot that decided to throw out everybody at the wrong time should have thought of that.
But who is it that threw out everybody?
The CEO.
How do you know it's the CEO?
Why?
I'm asking.
If you don't agree with Binotto that it's leading the team and you can't agree with him, then something either you have to go or the other guy has to go.
Okay, but he's not going to go because he owns...
Then Binotto, you have to go. Mm-hmm. You resign or I fire you. That was his choice.
Yeah, but then there were some technicians that left...
Because of him.
Yeah.
Because of him.
Because...
It's not because they changed. They left because of... Binotto.
That's it. But why he had to throw? If you're doing good since 2020.
Oh, they weren't doing good.
2019. 2020, they got the penalty.
Yeah.
2021, the car was there.
You see the penalty we get
for not
allegedly cheating? Yeah. Allegedly, nobody knows yet. But yet, if you go over the cap,
yeah,
you get like 10% less and $7 million and nothing.
Yeah, but you could win.
Wow.
But you could win the
winning.
Okay, listen, like I was saying.
Yeah.
So he brought up this car at 2022. The car was good. was for the stupid driver, Leclerc. Uh-huh. Okay, that threw away 40 points, yes. Which is, you don't give those away.
But he wasn't going to lead the championship anyway.
Doesn't matter, you were second.
Yeah.
Okay, it doesn't matter. The car was close. It wasn't 2 seconds like this.
Yeah.
This car.
And you put pressure on Red Bull.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah. Now this year is hopeless. You're fighting Williams. On some tracks, Williams are faster than Ferrari.
Yeah.
Are you going to tell me, Lasser's not there a long time? Yeah, he is. That's his fault.
Not Williams I'm talking about.
Williams.
Don't exaggerate that they're not,
okay, I'm talking about Williams.
They're 7-8, but whatever.
If you want to make the team go up faster, why are you signing Leclerc to an extension?
Yeah. Why? Exactly.
Me, if I was him, I would say, no, it's up to 2025. I'm going to give you up to 2023. Then you find another seat. That's what I would have told him. I wasn't going to give him an extension. To do what?
But maybe they don't think that it's him the problem.
Maybe then they should reevaluate the people that don't think he's the problem.
I think both of the drivers are the problem.
Yes. So I sent the thing how something? Many times Saints hit
Saints
the wall
is
and everything.
A number two driver.
Yeah.
As a number two driver, he does way better than Perez.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
For the cars that they
so
have.
So don't, you know, like if you have a hockey team, you have the number one goalie and number two goalie. You don't expect that number two be better than number one like Saints is doing to Leclerc. And last year, almost again.
Yeah. Okay. It was up for a couple times to let him pass.
Okay, so let's forget about... So then McLaren, just to bring the topic up of last week, we were asking if they really actually had...
They're probably cheating too. It's a British team. They're probably cheating.
Okay, forget about the cheating because we don't know if Ferrari is actually cheating or not.
They're so not.
How do you know?
I know.
Okay.
Because it's Ferrari.
Okay. McLaren is actually
cheating.
Yes. At the point where we thought, okay, maybe it was lucky because they were at Silverstone and stuff.
They're not actually
at Silverstone. They actually brought up a package that is actually competitive, right?
Yeah.
We all agree?
Yeah.
Yes? But because Ferrari package
but
is not working.
Don't forget, you guys, McLaren has no more upgrades.
This is it. This is what they're going to show you.
Yeah.
They're only 8 tenths behind Red Bull. Eh?
Doesn't matter.
Eight tenths
is another year.
They're
and
faster
half.
Than
8 tenths is another year and a half.
But you don't have any more
upgrades.
Oh, well, how many upgrades does Ferrari have up to now?
They still have downpipe apparently from Vassar. They uh-huh. have more upgrades.
One.
I don't know. They said more.
And it's not even a major upgrade. It's a small.
It's never been a major upgrade with Vassar. That's what I've been trying to tell you. It's never been. Okay. How could you come and say we're gonna have upgrades, but don't expect nothing? That's not an upgrade. That's a downgrade.
Just let it be as it is.
Okay, so do you guys believe the drivers that this car is sensitive to the wind?
That
the
sucks,
and
yeah. I believe it 100%.
I didn't say that it sucked. I said that it's sensitive to anything. Wind, temperature.
Yeah, but to Leclerc's feelings.
No, not everybody.
But Red Bull does.
A Red Bull only when he has gusts of 50 miles an hour.
Carl, Red Bull passes any car, any time.
No, he's out of his. He's out of this.
They pass him like nothing. The other cars, even Williams, all of them, they all have a hard time. Even with the DRS, they have a hard time. Then, Red Bull, they pass them. As soon as the first,
but it's not only
DRS,
the DRS though that makes them pass.
Yeah, okay.
They have the speed.
Okay, but no, but they have this. But it's they make it look so easy. Now, Verstappen is a good driver. I'm not saying no, but you consider him better than I don't know Schumacher and all that. He's got.
I put him in that league.
No, you put him in that league. But yeah. Did you see the record that he has? I don't think this thing is going to be broken. How many consecutive first finish that he has now? Since last year.
He still hasn't broken Michael Schumacher's in wins in the season.
In wins, because, but in one season.
He only needs 11, though. Yeah. Schumacher only had 11.
In one season. In a
season.
13.
11.
Yeah, but I mean, does he have this year? 7-8 already?
Seriously. He's at 9, I think.
I think
he's at 9.
He's at 9 already.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's another 23s to go.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, there's 22 something races.
22. There was supposed to be 23.
Yeah. Or 10. This is 10 races that we already
So done. He has 12 races.
12 races to go, okay.
He's still going to pass him if he does 12 races. If he wins.
Well, I don't see them losing. Unless the car breaks.
Exactly. It
doesn't seem like it's going to break. He doesn't even push that engine.
This is what I was just saying. Everybody's done upgrades. Red Bull has done none.
No, look at the nice scoop that they have in the front now.
Who?
Red Bull.
Yeah. Well, this is the first upgrade. But if you call it as an upgrade.
Yes, 13.
13 wins in a season.
See, I was right. Year, 2002.
Probably 17 races that year.
Yeah.
Or 15.
No, 16 always.
Yeah, it was 16. 16.
No, those years.
No, there was 11 years. Even some years. What are you talking about?
90s.
Sometimes you just pull out a shit out of your ass and.
No. Yeah, when was there 11 races?
It's a bit bigger.
Right? When was there 11 races?
Longer than 11
when
races.
When was there 11 races? Make him happy. Man.
I don't know when there was 11
races. Schumacher was there when it was 11 races with Villeneuve.
Actually, when Villeneuve won, there was supposed to be 16 and they added one.
Yeah.
Okay, that's how he won during the season. The season. Yes. Yes.
They won because of that race.
Okay.
All right, guys. That's not...
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so...
It looks like he's running on himself.
Hamilton beat a record yesterday.
What did he do?
He has the ninth podium at that racetrack.
Yeah. Oh, at that racetrack. Okay, well, I'll give
Pole position.
Yeah. Pole position. Okay, well, I'll give him
time. At a track. At one track.
Yeah.
So what?
I'm happy for him. So
me too. I'm
it's
happy.
Just a poll.
So wait, let's go back to what I was saying about 4 or 5 races ago, about Hamilton coming to Ferrari. You guys still say no?
No. He's not coming.
He didn't sign. There's a reason why he didn't sign.
But he only has a seat with the if Saints doesn't sign.
So Saints already is talking to Audi. Leave.
Yeah,
that's what the rumor says.
Yeah, the rumor.
We signed Leclerc, so Leclerc is there. So it's only if Sainz doesn't sign, maybe.
Do you actually think if that Hamilton says yes, I want to come to Ferrari, that they're gonna sign Sainz?
No,
okay.
Sainz has a contract to.
They can get him out tomorrow. It's easy to get him out and say, okay, goodbye. I'll pay you.
You can't break a
contract. Yeah, they just give you the money.
Oh, who did Ricardo replace?
De Vries.
They got him out.
2004, 13 wins.
See, I was right.
No, you said 2002.
I said maybe. But I think it was maybe. 2004. Yeah. Ask Anthony. I said it.
Yes.
No, Anthony.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's when they had that turbo thing in the back and next to his ear. Then.
No, I said 96.
2004 was a sleek car.
Right.
It was sleek, that car, 2004.
He had to drive with his head.
Okay, so? Well?
What boy?
I asked the question.
What question?
Hamilton. You think he could improve this car? Let's say Hamilton comes next year.
No.
You think Hamilton can improve this
car? He could improve it to a certain thing, but a Ferrari is what Vasser says.
No, not when you have a driver like...
He doesn't know how to handle drivers like that. All he knows how to drive... Vasser only knows scrap, like him.
Okay,
that's all he knows.
But I'm saying if Hamilton goes there, you think Hamilton's going to say, no, this is... this is not the way the car should handle. I'm going to tell you this is how I want it. He's going to tell him exactly how he wants the car, no?
Yeah.
So?
That That's how they're going to do it.
That doesn't mean they're going to do exactly.
Well, no, they are. They are. If it's a guy like Hamilton or a guy that knows how to set up a car. Saints and Leclerc don't know how to set up.
No, I know.
Them, as soon as they
doesn't finish. Work their way, they can adapt.
They right. don't stay like Michael Schumacher.
You heard it on the radio
today.
Yeah.
They don't stay in the garage.
Yeah,
because the pit crew has to stay late because they crashed the car. Okay. Schumacher used to stay up to 12, 1 o'clock.
Let me tell you one thing. If by Hamilton will sign with Ferrari, I don't think he's going to sign and say, okay, sure, I'm going to come over there, I'll do what you want. No.
Of course not.
He's going to have conditions.
He wants a winning car.
He obviously. Wants a winning car, and he's going to probably say,
I'll have to go for a piss.
I'm going to tell you how I want my car. Not you give me a car and then drive it. No.
Because
exactly. He has,
pull the rabbit
he has a lever. It's like, that's the way I see it. Otherwise, why would you go to Ferrari for it? But else there,
unless he's ready to retire, and then he's going to go to Ferrari.
Yeah, maybe. Even if he does two years.
But even if he wants to come to retire, he's still going to...
He's going to demand.
How he wants the car.
Yeah,
how
of
he
course.
Wants.
He's not going to leave Mercedes to come to Ferrari just with a shittier car.
Exactly.
So,
yeah, but right now, Mercedes looks even better than Ferrari's.
No, he made it look better. He made that car look better.
Still.
But did you see how Russell made him pass right away? He didn't even do anything.
No.
Did he just let him go right through?
Yeah, that's an issue with Ferrari, man. That's number one and number two. That's what I was saying.
I don't think it's number one and number two. That's okay. Who has the best chance of winning this race? Yeah,
exactly.
Hamilton. Well, go. You know what I mean?
I don't think that. I think it's
putting more pressure.
I think it's respect.
Okay, Mike, what do you think? Mike. And restructure. And if they do restructure, it's gonna take another 5 years. So we're back to complaining again. Yeah.
No, but they're starting with a new engineer. Maybe he might help.
No, it's only in 2 years.
Oh, yeah, well, in 2 years when Audi comes in, everybody else comes
gardening.
In.
Gardening phase.
Yeah, from Red Bull, no? But they're coming next year, the Red Bull guys.
Neither do I. With Vassar there, I don't see nothing.
Nice. You don't see the light, you see dark.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody knows anything. Okay, let him pass. Don't let him pass. What do you think? Are you faster? You're not faster?
Plot.
We're discussing about it, you know.
I know, but I think... No, I think they were on break.
Well, I don't know.
It's just as bad.
Yeah, but even with Saints, they were saying, okay... He was saying, okay, well, if he passes me or whatever, I'll come into the pits. Oh, that sounds good. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, they don't know. They don't know.
At least cut that part out. And don't make me listen to it because you sound like an idiot.
Yeah,
you know, like, I don't know.
That's
not only that. I think there was 9 laps in. He goes, okay, do you think we should change
strategy? Tires. Yeah, yeah.
There's only 9 laps. Nice. There's 70 other freaking laps to go. You want to change strategy. Yeah, there's one strategy you should have done. Tell Leclerc to let me pass.
Yeah. Oh, so stupid not to let him pass.
Leclerc's not a very smart guy.
No. No, but even Vassar.
I don't think he even went to high school.
He's supposed to be the chief, right? So why doesn't Vassar speak? Why doesn't he say, Leclerc, move over, let him pass?
Probably can speak say it in English.
Laisse-moi passer, tabarnak!
Whoa, I don't think they add tabarnak. It says sti putain merde or whatever.
Anyways.
Yeah.
So, we want to talk about women's soccer.
Yeah, well, how are they doing? Canada?
Italy's
playing tomorrow morning at 2 o'clock, by the way, just in case.
No, you're not watching the women's...
FIFA World Cup.
FIFA.
Hey, yeah. Listen, yes. Maybe you must know, Massimo. Is Christine St. Clair...
Yes.
Is she a lesbian? She is, eh? Does she have any kids?
But...
Yeah, no. Only for Canada and the United States.
No, even Europe.
No.
Okay, let's stop this topic.
Because you could tell some have ears like this.
Yeah.
And some are ears.
Okay.
You have to admit that they all look good, though.
Yes, okay, let's stop the topic right now.
Okay.
Okay, so what? Nothing else? Nothing?
Well, besides.
Next race, Belgium.
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 Don't they take a break?
It's next after. Next week we have another one.
Yeah. Next week.
Okay. Where are we at next week?
Our place.
Okay.
So get ready with the dog.
Okay, listen. What do you predict for next week?
Ferrari 1-2.
7-8.
7-8.
7-8 sounds good.
6-7. 6-7.
Yeah, that's what it's 7-8.
I say 5-6.
5-6 for you?
Yeah.
You?
I don't know. I say 7-8-9.
No, they're not that bad.
I'm gonna say 3-4.
Five and six.
No, better. 3-4. They're gonna be faster than Piastri. And
well, Piastri finished fourth, today. So
and faster than Mercedes over here.
Piastri is gonna take design Piastri for Norris, And Norris wouldn't be a bad with Hamilton for Ferrari.
Okay, now you're exaggerating. You think they're gonna bring both guys?
Yeah.
No.
But they can't
have a salary cap.
I understand.
The FIA, they put it there.
I understand if you bring in Norris. Even. Norris would be a good fit.
Yes.
Because
for the future.
If you look at the way he's matured and stuff, Norris would be a good fit. But Hamilton, right now, they need him. Right now. To build the car to where it needs to go.
What are you going
to
do? You're going to throw away both? Throw them both out?
Yeah, I would. Make him drive both cars.
The guy already signed.
Who cares? Here, you want your $35 million here. It's not as if Ferrari doesn't have money.
No, so, of course not. No.
Hey, here's your $35 million.
But you're going to break the guy's heart.
Oh, poor guy. He's going to go to Mercedes anyways.
Yeah,
don't give him the money anyway.
Albon, it was a big rumor. So.
Yeah, of course.
But Norris is not a rumor.
We don't know.
Until I
make it
start.
but Norris would be a nice fit.
Norris would be a nice fit for the future.
Yeah.
And Hamilton right now to
build that car.
To build a car and teach Norris how to drive like him. Because Hamilton is, you could take all the cheating years away from him. Wasn't him, was the team. But he always, when he had to deliver,
he knew how to push.
Yesterday, he delivered. It was him. It wasn't Mercedes.
Of course.
Mercedes was supposed to be in back of
Ferrari.
Yeah. Mercedes is, what's his name?
Russell. Future.
Yeah,
Russell is the future. All right. So next week, same time, same
We're
place.
We're not going to talk about CFL.
Okay. You want to talk about CFL? Go ahead. You have 10 minutes.
I haven't watched. How many games have
I? Okay, well then. Well, we're not going to talk about CFL. I didn't even watch one game.
Actually,
okay, you
one subject we're going to talk. Did you guys see a first game of Messi with Inter Milan?
Oh, yeah. Did you see that
Inter
goal?
Inter Miami.
Miami.
And they won the first game. And, well, they won.
It was
quite a while. They haven't won.
Yeah.
And
this free kick.
And a free kick. What a beauty, man.
Yeah.
Messi scored?
Yeah.
Yep.
Messi scored.
And believe me, there was people. There were. It was packed. Stars were there.
But
all
I'm surprised
over,
that he went there. Why would he go?
because it's not, I mean, he's,
gonna, he's not that old.
He's going to be part, no, he's at the end. He's going to be part owner. He's going to be part owner with this.
Oh, you think?
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's for sure. And apparently, what's his name? Higuain?
Higuain. He's going there too?
No, he's already there. He advised
him. Yeah, he was there already.
Oh, he's already there.
He's still there. He advised him not to go to Saudi Arabia because what are you going to go do over there? Yeah. You're going to go play. Your kids can't go anywhere. You wouldn't bring your family.
Yeah.
And not to go to Argentina because you're not going to have a life. Yeah. You're going to be, it's a disaster. Yeah. You know, people are going to be, instead in Miami, you buy a, you
go nobody
buy a
knows
big
you.
Bill over here, a boat, nobody knows. You can do whatever you want, anywhere you want. But they just, Inter Miami there, did you see the commercials they're getting now? The thing that he brought in, it's crazy. Everybody was watching it. They had the most people watching a game since.
Limanic. Well, it's normal.
Limanic.
Wow. All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good one.
All right.
Ciao.
Bye. Bye.
See you, Mass.
Ciao, Mass.
Belgium.
Hey, by the way, Massimo. I think
it's Mike.
Mike, I think Insigne is leaving Toronto.
Oh, are we sorry?
Insigne.
He's leaving?
Yeah, he can't take Toronto anymore.
Seriously?
Oh.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hey, listeners. I need to hear from you. We need to know how we're doing. So let us know on the Anchor app at Tifosi Talk or Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Stitcher, Radio Public, Spotify, Breaker, Pocket Cast, and even on Twitter at Tifosi Talk 1. You can leave us a voice message, comment, or even a review, or a tweet. Can't wait to hear from you.
Thank you.